The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's April the 29th, and I've got a very talented, I mean talented, special lady with us today, Sabra Tollmeyer. Welcome to Radio Friends, Sabra Tollmeyer, sculptor.
Good to see you.
And there was a wonderful story in the Columbia Daily Tribune about you and your talents and your artwork. I think it was about a month or so ago.
Yes, probably. Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to remember when you and I first met, and you said that was probably back in
2003 or 2004, because we were trying to raise money for the Lewis and Clark Monument.
Right, and you and Sally Sprague would come on Pepper and Friends. We'd talk about it, and then we went through every step of that monument being created.
We brought the clay maquette, the small model figures, and we just started from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you have been a sculptor, you told me, since 1975.
Yes.
But in reality, that talent that you have, and it is a real talent, has been with you all of your life.
Yes.
You said, well, I went to school to learn. No. You had that talent. You went to school, but you had the talent in you.
I always loved to draw ever since I was in kindergarten, I can remember. And when I was in undergraduate back in the 40s, they offered painting, drawing, design, but no sculpture. So as I told you, when my youngest child was ready and able to drive herself to school, I went back to graduate school in the mid-70s, 75. And they offered sculpture, which I had always thought I would love, and I did.
Yes. So how many thousands or hundreds of thousands of people have seen your work in Jefferson City with the
With the Lewis and Clark Monument?
Yeah.
They do get a lot of visitors every year.
Yeah. And now you're doing sculptures for Kansas City.
For the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And locally, I just finished a large outdoor sculpture for MFA Incorporated. And it's a farm family, and the wife is holding the baby. And it is, in fact, installed out on Ray Young Drive, and they're building all the landscaping at this point in time.
So. What is so amazing, and we've got some pictures that we will show you, but she'll try to paint words with pictures with words. But you can go to KBIA.org and watch this Radio Friends segment with Sabra Tollmeyer. But you take a hunk of clay.
Yes.
You take a hunk of clay, and with your hands.
I shape it.
You shape it into what looks
like a person.
I mean, it's so lifelike. Yeah. Let's go to some of these pictures that you have. What are we looking at here?
Well, this is Lamar Hunt, the owner, who is no longer living, but the owner of the Chiefs football team in Kansas City.
And how long ago did you do this?
And this was 2004 or 5, and this was done for the Hall of Famous Missourians in Jefferson City. And after the members of the Chiefs who were down there, they saw this bust of Lamar, and they liked it so well that within a month they had given me an opportunity to do one of their new honorees. They select someone every March.
Yeah, and here is a picture of the bust that you did of?
And this is Curly Culp, who was a defensive player from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Hall of Honor, which they I think they built it 2 or 3 years ago. It's in the lower level of the entrance of Arrowhead Stadium.
Okay.
And you can see how many there are. I believe I read in the paper the one I'm going to do for this fall will be the 43rd bust. So I've done five or six.
And here's another picture. This is
This is Nick Lowry, Nick the kicker.
And oh, you got those football terms down, don't you?
I have learned a lot.
Okay, there's Nick the kicker.
And he is the only graduate of Dartmouth to play in the NFL.
Okay, all right, we got that. This is for all the football fans. And who is this?
And this is Will Shields, who still lives in Kansas City, and he has a string of exercise gyms.
Okay. You really need to look at this segment on the KBIA website, especially if you're a football fan. Is this Will Shields again, too?
And this is Will Shields again.
Yeah.
And then I believe we should have one of
you. Go to the next picture, if you will. And who is this?
And this is Kevin Ross, who is defensive coach out at the Oakland Raiders, at least last time I...
Are there any... sculptures that you've started that have been more difficult than others?
Yes. Sometimes I'll get halfway through a piece and I'll think, that just doesn't look like the person at all. And then I'll just scrape the clay off and start over.
You mean you've gone halfway through it?
Sometimes. Not as much anymore. I'm getting a little more experience now.
Okay, but have you ever gotten to the point where you look at it and you say, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get this right or not, but somehow it comes
out. Yeah, usually
right.
About halfway through, I think that.
and then miraculously, it comes to life.
It comes together. Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
When you look back over all of the pieces of artwork that you have created, is there one that sticks out in your mind as your favorite or the best?
Well, I guess I always think the one I've just finished is the best.
Okay.
But none can really hold a candle to the Lewis and Clark simply because it was a monumental piece. And I've not been fortunate enough to... there are five figures, four men, a dog, all of the accessories that are around. So, you know, that's probably the most outstanding.
And how long did it take to create that?
Well, we worked from 2002 until 2008. And there were bumps along the road raising money and, you know, because no state funds could be used for a private sculpture like that.
Yeah. And it's just amazing that you created it all. Mm-hmm. With clay and your own hands. And here's one more picture. This is the last one. This is
Coach Marty Schottenheimer. I'm not sure. I believe he lives in California now. And this is the clay model. This is the way all of the busts look when I have completed them. They're then taken to the foundry. They undergo several molds and a long process.
Yeah.
And finally, the bronze is poured and then the bronze pieces.
And you have to be very careful when that clay is being transported, right?
Very.
Yeah.
I think I told you one time I got to the mold makers in Lawrence, Kansas, went over a speed bump, and the back half of the neck fell off.
Oh, that's another story.
That's another story.
Saber Tolmeyer, thank you for coming by.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, I enjoyed having you too. Tomorrow, Maplewood Barn, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio's Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.